was from a United Church minister who shared his wounds, his scars. His beautiful 34-year-old daughter, who worked incredibly hard in the law office, went into a deep depression and committed suicide. And a month after the funeral, a parishioner asked him, the father, how he, as a minister and a former teacher of clinical psychology, how could you have missed it, seeing what was happening to your daughter? And he said, I kept myself together just long enough to blurt out, whatever it is that makes you think I don't torture myself with that question day and night. You know, why didn't I know this was happening? And he went on to say how fellow clergy avoided him. Even they were uncomfortable with the huge hole in his heart. And on what would have been his daughter's 35th birthday, an angry parishioner said to him, it's been a year since your daughter died. Get over it. And part of it was, of course, he was so hurting, he really couldn't function as a pastor. And he resigned from the church. And he went back to his favorite sport of scuba diving. And on Easter Sunday 2005, he found himself under the Caribbean Sea, looking up at the remains of a ship. And he said, I swam into the light, and suddenly there was a peace, a profound spiritual experience not confined to church or dogma. And I know that someone said, I'm all right, Dad. It's beautiful here, too. And that was for him his moment of getting Jesus out of the tomb.